Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you already know, man. Streets Radio, Fresh Fridays, you know what I mean? Get moist by the voice, G3MZ, back in the building, you know what I mean? Like, I took, I mean, nice little hiatus, like, long time, 3 months or something, you know what I mean? But I'm back, you know what I mean? I know Miss Fifi was holding it down while I was gone and shit. But, you know what I mean, I'm back and shit, you know what I mean, so love it or hate it, either way, you can't escape it, you know what I mean?
Ooh,
ooh. That's what I do, I'm a hardcore rapper, baby, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, man, Streets Radio, Fresh Fridays, you already know, man, got a pretty good show lined up for tonight, you know what I mean? Two interviews, gonna be popping off with, The Scheme, and Mike Fever, you know what I mean? Both winners at the Elegant Hoodness musical program. You know what I mean? I don't know when they won, where they won. I know it was at Elegant Hoodness, though. So, big shout out to AD. They both won in Atlanta?
I believe so.
Well, that's what I'm hearing. So, they both won in Atlanta. You know what I mean? So, big shout out to them for, doing what they doing, holding it down and winning, you know what I mean, placing amongst all the other artists and all that, you know what I mean? So that's a good look, you feel me? Yeah, we trying to get this music percolating right now. You know, the switchboard is acting up and all that, but, you know, that's part of the game and shit, you feel me? So, you know, got to deal with it, you feel me? You know what I mean? Check us out, www.live.streets.com. Radio.com, streets with a Z, you know what I mean? Come into the chat room, or, you know what I mean? Call up, holler at us at 646-478-3243, you know what I mean? Call us up, give us your shout-outs, thoughts, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Whatever's on your mind, whatever's on your mind.
Yeah, maybe, I was thinking later, you know what I mean? Niggas could call in, spit some bars or something, you know what I mean? Maybe if I feel like it. I don't know if I want to hear niggas rapping and shit like that.
Oh, my God. Right here.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to revamp the Fresh or Mess segment.
All right.
I don't know. I don't think we're going to do it tonight. You know what I mean?
Okay.
We got some other contestants or whatever that supposed to get popping and shit, but we got to get that together. We're going to get that together. We also going to have some, you know, trivia,
yeah.
Maybe later. I don't know. I got to think about it. You know what I'm saying? Think of a question that will stump the listeners, you know what I mean? You know, I might get some easy shit, you know what I'm saying? Niggas was, they was on it. They was on it. So, you know what I'm saying?
Remember
I think.
That question, remember?
No, I don't remember. I just remember niggas was on it, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, like, I was like, fuck, that shit was too easy. You know what I mean? But, yeah, so, you know what I mean? I also, too, wanted to talk about that little top 40 female rapper shit of all time. You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy.
Oh,
no, I want to get your thoughts and opinion on it since you're a female rapper and all that. You know what I mean? Want to see what you think about that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's over there on Vlad TV. You can go check out that video, too. My pen and my pad is up there, too. You know what I mean? Man, AD the General and Gifted featuring G3MZ. My pen and my pad is up there on Vlad TV somewhere. I don't know where, but I know it's on there. Yeah.
Videos.
All right, music videos.
Yeah.
I mean, go to that section. You know what I mean? So we're going to get that popping. And, you know, just holler at me, man. Let me know what you got going on, whatever was going on, was shaking. You know what I mean? Follow me on Twitter, at G3MZ718. You know what I mean? Follow Miss Fifi, N-A-B, A-D the General, Taz that MC, Streets Radio,
with a
Z. What else? Special Gift, _NAB. You know what I mean? Cuzzo Sose, Bust Down, Dre Nathan, Mischief. Well, no, it's not Mischief Tip, right? What is it?
Three
Star Graphics. And, you know, all the new members, too. I don't even really know their names like that. I know Mad Scientist.
Mad Scientist.
Which is supposed to be calling in the co-host with the kid. And, I mean, we'll see how that goes. And I don't remember
Silent
the rest of
Rebel,
them.
Silent Rebel.
G-Steam.
G-S-Team,
excuse me.
843.
Fucking up people's names and shit. And all the rest of them, you know what I mean? Word. Shout out to them. They've been holding it down on, oh no, AD don't got the memoir show no more, right?
Not at Street Market,
so fuck Street Market Radio, right? We ain't fucking with them no more. We moving on, bigger and better things. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So, Miss Fifi, what are you doing? Your show tomorrow, rocking out with NAB.
Yeah.
At what, 5 o'clock Eastern Time?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Tune into that right here on Streets Radio.
Right.
You know what I mean? Taz, she got her show on Wednesdays, whatever Wednesdays, at,
Is it 8 a.m.? Is it in the morning?
You know, if it is in the morning, I wouldn't know, because I don't be up that early, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry, Taz, like, that's too early for a nigga like me to catch that show, you know what I mean? Like, unless I broke night or something, I ain't gonna catch that show, you know what I mean? But shout out to Taz, that's the big homie out there in Seattle.
Street Radio.
You hit the fucking tag right there. You know what I mean? Shout out to her, much love. You know what I mean? Holla at your boy, though, vice president and all that, of Streets Radio. We try and get this shit popping. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we about to get it popping and put this music on so we could get right. You know what I mean? And do what we do. So let's get into it, you know what I mean?
Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way.
Street Radio. AJ, I'm on a mission. Try to get that money up. What nigga trying to eat so much? I'm gonna need a tummy tuck. I'm tired of breaking even. I'm trying to double up. Turn the buck into three, so I gotta step my hustle up. My flow hot, no tongue, still trying to bubble up. So I'm an iron to smoke, leave clover and press my luck. Eat the iron on my waist, no belt buckle. When you got a bag for the chips, set to scuffle. Because ain't shit sweet with Kool-Aid in the fridge. That's up a skid, my homie. Did you think you the shit? No electric company, but life can turn out real quick. Won't even think twice about taking your life to snatch a chip and dip. Gotta get that queso, sack peso, before halo over cabeza. Basically, long as I breathe, I'll be tasting that cheddar like a mouse. Looking out for cats, try catch us. No elevator, no, yeah, no.
Gotta get that paper, get the cash, turn that dough in the bread. Gotta get that paper, get the cash, turn that dough in the bread. Gotta get that paper, get the cash, turn that dough in the bread. Turn that dough in the bread, bread. In the bread, get that paper, get the cash, turn that dough in the bread. Gotta get that paper, get the cash, turn that dough in the bread. Get that paper, get the cash, turn that dough in the bread. Turn that dough in the bread, turn that dough in the bread.
Me, my name ring bells, I'm known to the streets. I'm on a mama, my guap, my cheese, my dough, my bread, my cake, my green. Can't see me, less than $5. Don't fuck with the industry, I am the streets, they seen it for free. I got the remedy, really see, I never been average. I'm always killing beast flavor. See, I'm not gonna have the fake when you meet the beat now. NAB is what I'm reppin'. Live in New York, but I'm from the South, and KC is Midwestern. I duff a bitch for trips. Don't trip, we snuff our competition when it comes to the grit. No slips of being about my pesos. You really know how the game go, nigga. It's time to cut the check. Bitch, I
Street.
Say so, I will go.
Hey,
don't thank this man for these lyrics I possess. Focus, we're getting rough, there is no rest. You messed up with the best. Miss B, I know you haters can't stand me. I've been about reparations to my whole ass.
Yeah,
there,
right? Put your cash, put your cash, put that dough in the bread. Turn that dough in the bread. Turn that paper, get the cash. Turn that dough in the bread. Turn that dough in the bread. Turn that dough in the bread. Turn that paper, get the cash. Turn that dough in the bread. Turn that paper, get the cash. Turn that dough in the bread. Turn that paper, get the cash. Turn that dough in the bread. Turn that dough in the bread. Turn that dough in the bread.
Yo, what y'all niggas know about me? D-R-I-P-S and 3 A-L-B's, Miss Fifi, kicking and flow, killing the beats. You got a little juice like tangerines. I know you shook like tambourines. Your style made up like Maybelline. We kick real shit, y'all just make believe. Ahead of my time, y'all wait and see. Ain't nothing you say phasing me. We got more hits than the major league groupies that look like Anne-Marie. That's it. Overseas are domestic, relentless. You ain't even counting the senses. The senseless, battling us, defenseless, horrendous. No evidence, forensic. Can't fade us, high haters. Been getting more brain than Frazier. Now I need mad money, Jim Cramer. Chest boxing in the 36 chamber. Five saw with the paper, no trapper. Keep a loose leaf. Just bring the heat and watch the dough rise. No yeast. We on the grind while you trying to sleep. Y'all starving, we dying to eat. But you don't hear me though. The flow water can't blend with the grease. Go get the grain and we gon' gain bread whole
yeah.
Week.
Y'all dig it. Get the paper, get the cash. Turn that dough in the bread. Get that paper, get the cash. Turn that dough in the bread. Get that paper, get the cash. Turn that dough in the bread. Turn that dough in the bread. Turn that dough in the bread. Get that paper, get the cash. Turn that dough in the bread. Get that paper, get the cash. Turn that dough in the bread. Get that paper, get the cash. Turn that dough in the bread. Turn that dough in the bread. Turn that dough in the bread.
Radio.
Out Streets Radio, Fresh Fridays. I mean, your boy G3MZ just got into Ashy Elbows featuring none other than Miss Fifi. You know what I mean? With Ambitious, the name of that song. If you hear the song, you wouldn't think that's the name of it because they didn't say Ambitious nowhere, but that is the name of the song. You know what I mean? I think it was produced by Sev, the producer.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that was on there. Last project they just came out with?
Yeah.
The Great Repression, was it called? Depression? Repression? Something like that. I know it was on their last project, you know what I mean? Shout out to them. On the mixtape as well, mm-hmm. The Brooklyn Way Volume 1, you know what I mean? Which obviously is featuring all Brooklyn artists, you know what I mean? Except for, of course, Miss Fifi, the only non-Brooklynite. You know what I mean? On there. But I guess it's all right. She lived in Brooklyn for like 3 years. So I guess that counts for something, right?
Oh, that's fucked up.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, man. You know what I mean? So you want to talk about this list now or you want to wait or what?
We could start the discussion
of this horrible list that fucking Vlad made. Well, whoever.
It was Vlad.
Vlad made it?
Yeah.
All right, it was a horrible fucking list. All right. Top 40, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Female rappers of all time.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it was like, I looked at the list, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I read, like, the comments of why they were on the list mm-hmm. or whatever.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Well, I skimmed through it. I didn't read all fucking 40.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because some of them, I had to read them, like, why the fuck is she at, on the list, period, or why is she at this number?
Right.
So I read, the reasoning why, and I really have to disagree with about, like, 99% of the damn list, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy, you know what I mean? I don't remember all of them. I know 40 was Little Mama,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't have a problem with that. You know what I'm saying? I guess she deserves to be on there somewhere.
Right.
You know what I mean? But.
She's the voice for the young people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Voice of the young people. I mean, shout out to her, though, because, like, before she blew up and all that, I remember we was doing shows with Don Hills,
mm-hmm,
and she used to
mm-hmm.
be at Don Hills and all that. I mean, she was spitting, you know what I mean? Like, before the lip gloss shit and all that, she was spitting. She had some balls, you know what I mean? Like, for real, shout out to her, you know what I mean? But definitely the top 10 of the list was, like,
so wrong.
Are you serious, Vlad? Like, what the fuck, son? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know about that.
I don't know.
Like, fucking Fergie was on the list. I don't know why she's on there. I didn't even know she was a rapper now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fergie's on the list. Yo-Yo's on the list. Like, why is Yo-Yo on the list? Like, and, all right, I understand she's on the list. She made a little impact, whatever, in the game or whatever with her song that Ice Cube wrote.
Right.
You know what I mean? But she was, like, in the top 20 or some shit like that. Was she a top 20 or top 10?
Top 10? I believe.
I'm not sure about that, but.
Was she in the top 10?
I think she should have been in, like, top 30, son. Straight up. Is she going to be on the list? You know what I mean? Like, for real, son. She had one joint that was that was hot. You know what I mean? Don't play with my yo-yo.
Yeah,
Ice Cube wrote. Let's reiterate that. You know what I mean? And, like, after that, what the fuck yo-yo did? You know what I mean? Like, straight up. No disrespect to Yo-Yo as a person, but as an artist, like, come on.
Right, it's an all-time.
Yeah, you know what I mean? All-time, and I mean, we talking about this list. That's what the whole list is for people
right.
to have this discussion, dig? But, yeah, I don't even think she should have been up there that high. You know what I mean? Then, like I said, Fergie was on there.
Right.
I mean, like, it was crazy. Like, MC Light should have been in top 3, straight up.
MC Light was, like, number...
Son, it
she
was
wasn't
some bullshit.
She wasn't even top 10.
I don't even think she was top 10, son. I don't think
I want to say she was 11.
I don't know.
So
maybe. She might have been 11, son, but...
But
she should have been definitely top 3, son.
Exactly.
MC Light got bars. And she's still doing a thing now.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, like, I just wonder, like, what was this based on? You feel me? Like, is it based on actual lyrical ability or what, the impact in the game
uh-huh.
or what, the career longevity, like, what the fuck was this based on, you feel me?
And you know that he never even really said nothing of it being based, like, he never gave an introduction to why
the basis
he did it.
Or whatever, right, or whatever.
Basis of the list. Like, he never even said that. He just put top 40 female rappers of all time. Like,
yeah.
And then, like, he gave his little initiative as to why she's number 40, she's number 39, 38.
Yeah, that's what he did.
But
well.
He did not give no little introduction as to where this list, how he came up with the list.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, lyrical ability, et cetera. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what the basis was on. You feel me? Like, and then Nicki Minaj over Lil' Kim. Like, I don't know. I found that to be quite odd to me, dig? Like, how is Nicki Minaj, alright, granted she was on the come up shit, whatever, you know what I mean, a couple years ago, before she really blew up, before everybody
mm-hmm.
started riding her and all that, before
mm-hmm.
she was on that Barbie shit and all that,
mm-hmm.
she was going hard back then, you know what I'm saying? Like, now,
regular regular.
I can't get with her music personally, you know what I'm saying? Like, all that funny voice shit and all that, that shit is, like, mad annoying to me, you know what I mean? Like, I can't listen to that shit. I know a lot of people like her, whatever, but I don't know. I guess it's a popularity contest thing, you feel me? Like, yeah, but I don't know. He put her over Lil' Kim and, like...
Which was tall,
yeah, and he put her over MC Light and all that. And Rod Digger and Jean Grey and Remy Ma. Like, are you serious? Like, the brat, you know what I mean? Like, that's
she's
crazy.
The first female rapper, to go platinum. The first. How are you not in the top 5? Like, for real, son.
And the brat spits.
The brat
spits.
Hard, nigga. Way harder than what's her name? Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Like, come on, yo. People.
That's crazy. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand that. You know
what
I mean? Like, and, who else was on there? Missy, I fucks with Missy. I mean, her first album, that shit was hard. The Super Duper Fly shit.
Right.
That shit was hard. I ain't gonna lie. And she always had her own style,
yep.
I mean, from day one, never, like, bit anybody. I mean, she don't got the best lyrics sometimes, you know what I mean? But
right.
She makes good songs. Overall, the songs, I mean, she got some shit. You know what I mean? The first album, definitely. That shit goes hard. You know what I mean? But, yeah, just like other people on there, like, I never even heard of some of the other people. You know what I mean? Like, straight up. I mean, like, I don't even know their names right now to even comment on them. Like, who are these chicks? You know what I mean? Like, where you get them from?
This is disrespectful,
yo.
He did this.
Nah, man. Like, he did that just for this reason. You feel me? For people to talk about it.
You're right.
It is what it is. You know what I mean? Just, you know what I mean? You know it's hard for female MCs.
As it is.
You know what I mean? Because it's a male-dominated game.
Right.
You know what I mean? And females definitely have to prove themselves more than a dude. You know what I'm saying? So you definitely got to go extra harder than the dudes are going. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that's why, I don't know. Like, I don't know. It was cool, I guess. Like, some of them, he hit them, like, pretty good. Like, all right,
yeah.
That's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, Lauryn Hill, that's definitely debatable of whether she's number one or not. I fucks with Lauryn Hill, you know what I'm saying? She spit. Like, out of the Fugees, she was the nicest, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think everybody knows that.
Right.
If you don't, you know what I mean? If you don't know that, go get the Fugees album, The Score, you know what I mean? Listen to her, she was spitting, you know what I mean? her solo album, too, she had some good songs, you know what I mean? It was dope.
Yes.
I mean, I can't personally say it's a classic like that because I ain't listened to it like that. You feel me? I ain't going to lie. But Lauryn definitely is up there.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely top three, top five. You know what I'm saying?
MC Light
should have definitely been in top three, son.
He should have been right there with fucking Queen Latifah, yeah.
Yeah, Queen Latifah, she was number two. That was good, you know what I mean? I could respect that.
MC Light should have been number three.
Word. Word, definitely.
Or vice versa, number two, number three. Like,
definitely, because MC Light goes in, you know what I mean? And, Moni Love, I don't even think she was in the top ten.
She wasn't in the top ten.
You know what I'm saying? Like, crazy. Rod Digger
wasn't in the top ten either. I mean, Rod Digger, was she even in the top 20?
I think she was in the top 20. I think she was in the top. I will hope so anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Because she was going hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, Rod Digger used to go
Street radio.
Hardest members of Flip Mode. You know what I mean? Besides, like, Busta.
Right. She was right there with Busta. Straight up.
Yeah, she got some shit.
I
mean, and Salt and Pepper, they did their thing.
Salt and Pepper was in the top five,
I believe.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Was it number four?
I think they might have been number four. That's well deserved, you know what I mean? They definitely laid down a foundation for, you know what I mean, female MCs and all that.
But I just still can't get how Nicki Minaj was number five and Lil' Kim was number six.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
That was mind-boggling.
Somebody over there, Young Money, man, was cutting them checks, son. That was cutting them checks for that nigga Blitad, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, son, because it's crazy. But, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so.
Let's get into some music right now, son.
Yeah, let's get into some music before I keep on ranting and raving about the garbage-ass list. You know what I mean? Like, we should just make up our own fucking list. Fuck it.
Fuck it, nigga, for real.
Shit, nigga, why not?
Word, that's true. Let's do it.
Put that shit on Elegant Hoodness.
I mean, word.
.ning.com, you know what I mean? Or Street Thoughts.
Word, our own fucking list.
Fuck it.
Let's get into it.
Let's go.
We'll Don't get your hopes up. I ain't what you looking for, a straight crook. I ain't no superstar. I could blow today, still be on the block tomorrow with the same damn clothes I wore the night before. I won't change a bit, except the socks and drawers. A dirty nigga, but I ain't that dirty, y'all. I want flames, no use for a fireman. This type of heat'll put the sun in retirement. Gangster, gritty nigga to the fucking end. Hope you did anything on your bucket list. No second chance, I ain't gotta lie. Disrespect one time and you gotta die. I don't try, just do it like Nike does. Backhand a bitch, beat her like Ike was. Except the women are these fake ass rat thugs. Tight jeans, mohawk, gay night club. What the mission is, don't sleep till it's over. What the mission is, don't sleep till it's over. What the mission is, don't sleep till it's over. Next thing you know, 47 feet filling over. What the mission is, don't sleep till it's over. What the mission is, don't sleep till it's over. What the mission is, don't sleep till it's over. Next thing you know, 47 feet filling over. So how can I be in the rap game? Rap change with me in the building, this rap slave. A rap man, cut off the head of the rap man. Last stand, the best to do with these X-Men. Goddamn, I'm back, you niggas are breastfed. I was thrown to the wolves, left for the dead to raise man, sweet recovery. Me and the demons, we kept it brotherly. A bad dude, bad news. The devil was in love with me. There's nothing like Ernest Rice, they remember you. Taking lives to a die, I'm a general. Quick to rock, it's like a faggot off his head. Soon, no delaying, I'm praying, you staying? Oh, you getting down. Fuck, I ain't got time for clowns trying to play around. Nah. Fuck with my kids, fool, and you lay it down. Nigga, you ain't got no wins in me, guys. Get that by side, let the Mac go black. What the mission is, don't sleep till it's over. What the mission is, don't sleep till it's over. What the mission is, don't sleep till it's over. Next thing you know, 47 feet filling over. What the mission is, don't sleep till it's over. What the mission is, don't sleep till it's over. What the mission is, don't sleep till it's over. Next thing you know, 47 feet filling over. I'm prepared for the worst to happen. Only thing I'm scared of is the best gifts it brings when it comes to rapping. See, I'm used to having nothing. I'm out into something, wasn't planned, but goddamn, my name is really buzzing. From internet to street credit, the next best thing coming, don't take it from me, the street said it. Met confirmed that, Skilly brought me back, told me that the streets deserve crack. I bounced back, the premises, relay the messages, tell them in the street there's a nemesis. Even, I leave it, remember this, you messed up, the best luck to my enemies. What the mission is, don't sleep till it's over. What the mission is, don't sleep till it's over. What the mission is, don't sleep till it's over. Next thing you know, 47 feet filling over. What the mission is, don't sleep till it's over. What the mission is, don't sleep till it's over. What the mission is, don't sleep till it's over. Next thing you know, 47 feet filling over. Fake ass niggas, ease is not leaving. Sit, nigga. Faggot ass rappers, cartel fans. Big Skilly, what up? We in the building.
Yeah. 47
feet.
Yeah. Yo. Bootstrap TV. Yeah. Yo.
Bootstrap TV.
Mark D. Coochie rap, Big G on the beat. Cannabis. Yeah.
They scheming, wanna juice the kids. The paper coming with a pump. Can't you all keep it 100? You ain't fucking with them, Trump. Semi sit on the waist. Assault weapons in a trunk. Nothing but gutter shit in that Escalade. System pump. Run with some live ones, no doubt. Yeah, keep it slum. KGR maniac. Clock in a handicap. Chick on the passenger side. Lips like Brandy Black. Morning to morning, under the bodegas on us. Till the police is swarming, we get ghosts like a hornet. Shit, we clicking enormous. Whips be high performance. Flashing money, we flaunt us. Locking down strips and corners. Bulletproof under the camouflage with the fitted back. Greeks and Marriott Suites, they playing with the kitty cat. Extra clip for the hammers, in case I gotta get it cast. We ain't up on the roar, no time, get them digits back. What you know about Louis 13, that's the grip for that.
Universal versus dispersing, the man is scary. No mortuary, find a very adversary. Acting clearly, you passing near me. You're not in our stratosphere. You have an air for whack rappers attacking the patent pen. We savage here, smashing your atmosphere. Classic masters with patents of passion and fear. You back in the rear, asking to steer. You lacking the real. Black mask is stashed in the field. A task to conceal. The flask on and the flash for real. Torrential downpours of liquor. I'm down for the sound. More than malicious with the gods of rap. It's the lords of the vicious. Lowered intentions with swords for the henchmen. Gore is relentless. I was born to just rip shit. The obvious truth. Gods in the booth.
genius of rap. I start to speak, a week means nothing. A month goes by, I'm still here busting. Years begin to fill the void. Lyrically, they still scared of your boy. Prepare to deploy, your hearing is destroyed. Hello, talk to the feds. Them hollows gon' talk to your head. Like a witch doctor talks to the dead. Going like SWAT, flashbangs hanging like dreadlocks. I forgot, I seen a SWAT stick on his watch. He was stuck on thin stop. They shot him till he dropped. Went through his pockets and wallet for guap. He realized he got popped and went in the shock. They left him for the cops. By the time they got there, they had to just get a mop. Mark these iron lung team two clean up poop. They teamed up, give me an on-screen view. Cannabis drink a figure bigger, but why mess the dick size with you? This is lyrical gigantism, nigga. Walk around with fists up, fight a whole generation. Put a million observations into one conversation with no education. My client has no statement and no explanation. He was attacked by an unknown assailant. You can see his arms flailing. I don't care, just nail him and impale him and blame it on aliens.
You're not promised tomorrow in this little shop of horrors. You lose. Don't even try begging for your life, that don't concern me. Take that with you on the way down. Goodbye. Goodbye.
I see what we're about to do. I'm just kicking it.
Radio Fresh Fridays. I mean, just got into a couple of songs right there. I mean, what, like two we played? You played my dude Easy, Cartel Family, you know what I mean, with The Mission. I mean, mm-hmm. Produced by my dude Neck One, you know what I mean? Big shout out to my dude Big Skilly, you know what I mean? Triple Threat and all that, the whole Cartel Family holding it down. And what else you got into that? Mark D's joint. Mm-hmm. Mark D's featuring Cool G Rap and Cannabis. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? With Boot Rap. You know what I mean? That's some hard joints right there. You know what I mean? We definitely got some more bangers to play on the way. You know what I mean? But, yeah, you know what I mean? So, next Elegant Hoodness is jumping off June 15th, mm-hmm. right? At the Pyramid, mm-hmm. in New York, you know what I mean? 101 Avenue A between 6th and 7th Street, you know what I mean? That's going down. And then the 25th mm-hmm. is going down in Miami, you know what I mean? Elegant Hoodness musical program / A.D. the General's birthday bidash, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? It's going down in Miami, you know what I mean? June 25th. And where's that going to be at?
It's at the Clinton Hotel.
The Clinton Hotel, you know what I mean? So that's going down over there. So look at that. You can have the show. You go to the show. You got a fucking hotel room. Have the after party, you know what I mean? All in one, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's going down. And you go to the beach, have sex on the beach, or whatever. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Go chill, you know what I'm saying? Going down. Where's that? South Beach or what?
Miami Beach.
Miami Beach. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's going down over there.
It's,
you know,
it's
on the strip.
Right there.
On the strip.
You can come out with your chancletas, your freaking...
Your chancletas.
Chancletas. You know how you say it. My dad, for all the Puerto Ricans out there, now the Spanish people, I speak Spanglish. You come out with your jellies. You know what jellies are?
Nope. I have no idea.
The black people know what jellies are. You come out with your jellies.
Jelly.
Come out with your sandals, your flip-flops, whatever you want to do. That'll be going
down. Flip-flops
and
house shoes.
Yeah, yeah, dang. Matter of fact, come out barefoot and right there on the beach, nigga, on the sand. Come get your party on. June 25th, it's going down over there, Clinton Hotel. There's pop-locking and drop-in. I believe it starts at like
June 25th.
No, I'm talking
about
the time.
Oh, like 9 o'clock.
No.
What? Okay. Earlier than that?
I want to say it's a little bit. I want to say it's earlier than that.
What the fuck?
It's gonna be like crazy. Maybe it might be an all day event. I don't freaking know. Like, it's just gonna be wild. Like,
wow, man, listen.
So let's go.
Gonna go, or are you down there? I mean, come through. Holla at AD the General. She knows all the exact info, you know what I mean?
Like, that's the flyer.
Miss C over here is the worst. You know what I'm saying? She got like half the information.
Half the information. I'm gonna bring up the flyer. I'm gonna give y'all the exact address and shit like that. But we know it's June 25th. That is
on Saturday.
That is on the weekend.
Yeah, definitely. But definitely the other joint, though, the 15th, which is Wednesday, coming up next Wednesday, going down at the legendary Club Pyramid.
Right.
I mean? So that's a every month event, you feel me?
Every third Wednesday, every month.
Every third Wednesday, he's going down at the Pyramid, Elegant Hardness Musical Program.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? Definitely get in tune with the wave, you know what I mean?
And that is 101 Avenue A. Between 6th and 7th Street.
Yes, it is.
So the doors are going to be opening at 8 p.m. The show is going to begin properly at 9. So be there or be at L7. Very, very simple.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, showtime at 9 o'clock. You know what I mean? It's 2011. Motherfuckers trying to get up off that nigga time shit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And, no more CP time.
Yeah, no more of that. I mean, niggas is trying to be on time for shit. You know what I mean? So, nigga, show up, try to blow up.
Right.
Get toe up till you throw up. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to my girl Flawless and my cup always. Oh, man, she's out there in Philly right now doing her clubs in the gym. She said she'll be in Harrisburg tomorrow.
Word.
Shout out to her doing her thing. You dig, though? She's traveling, getting that guapo lay.
Hey. That's what I like to hear, you know what I mean?
Shout out to my nigga Rico Ricardo out there in Kansas City, Missouri. He's out in Smithfield, Missouri right now. You're doing a show and shit. He's popping. I was not doing a show, but you're doing Rick Hard from California. Well, he's actually, Rick Hard is from Kansas City. But he moved to Cali a while back, a long time ago. He fucks with, like, major people. Snoop Dogg, I heard, is in the building. Like, mad nigga from the West Coast is over there in the building right now. Over there in Smithville, Missouri, you dig? So shout out to my nigga Rico Ricardo, though. His son is a legit down there. What you say, Yo Vega Inc. all day, every day. See, man, he's over there representing over there in Missouri. The next event in Missouri, though. And it's going down.
That going
the next event in Missouri is going down August 27th.
All right. And this at Belanca's?
Yep.
Club Belanca's.
Club Belanca's,
I mean,
over there.
The last event was a success. You know what I mean? Had fucking Tech N9ne in the building. You know what I mean? Like, come on, son. He got pictures with Tech N9ne and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like
who does that?
It's popping. Joe Vertigo judging. Cool Wayne.
Yes, so 90.1 FM was in the building. He does.
Yeah.
And we had Chop Shop Inc. or whatnot. Legendary Chop Shop. They do all the embroidery and all the biker vests, whatever. They fuck with Rough Riders. They fuck with, like, all major bike crews. And they do all their shit. All, you know, so it was a real, real good look. You did, like, it was crazy packed over capacity. Niggas was getting it in. They was going hard on the niggas, like, it was good. Look, we had mad people in the building, New York, Texas, Kansas City, you know what I mean?
So good luck, man. Good luck for hip hop, you know what I mean? And it was no violence or anything,
you know what I'm saying?
It was all love and peace and happiness, you know what I mean?
It was a family reunion, like I said. Like you said, it's going to be a freaking family reunion. That's exactly what it was, you dig?
And, you know, for the most part, that's how, like, all the shows are, you know what I mean? Elegant Hoodness, you know what I mean? We show love. I mean, show love to get love, you know what I mean? That's basically what it's about, you feel me? If you ain't showing no love, then fuck you. We ain't showing you no love, nigga. You know what I mean? And, not that fake love shit either.
Right.
We all for that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We already had to cut a few motherfuckers off for that bullshit, the snakes in the grass and all that.
Right. Do not be a snake or fake, you did. We don't do with that fake love shit. You be mad genuine, we mad genuine with you. You keep that shit true with us, you did. But if everything will be gravy train. Point
blank.
That's
it,
man.
It is what it is, you know what I mean?
It is what it fucking is.
So, yeah, it's almost time for these interviews to call in, so I guess we're going to play a couple more songs or whatever until they call in and get these interviews popping, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then hopefully we can get back to the discussion of the top 40. You still want to discuss some of that?
What is there? What else is there to say about that list? It was horrible. Go to fucking Vlad TV, you know what I mean? Check out the video first, Nan featuring G3MZ, my pen and my pad, I mean, in the music video section. I mean, check that video out first, and then go to the other section, wherever the fuck the top 40 female shit is at, and look at the list for yourself, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, maybe you might agree with it, maybe you might not, feel me? I totally disagree with it. Like, 99% I disagree with that fucking list, you know what I'm saying? Straight up, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, you might have a different opinion, though. You might agree with Vlad, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you might love it, you might hate it, I don't know.
I hate it, personally, you know what I'm saying? I hate that list, it's trash. For real. He's gonna end up getting beat up again and shit, like Rick Ross and them niggas beat him.
Oh, don't say that.
Oh, shit, I'm just fucking around, son. Shout out to Vlad. He got our video on his website. Check it out. Nan featuring G3MZ, my pen and my pad. You know what I mean? Just fucking around, Vlad. All right? Don't take the video down. Keep it up there, brother. Word, you know what I mean? But, yeah, check out the eleganthoodness.ning.com and eleganthoodnessmusicalprogram.blogspot.com, which is, basically that website right there is just strictly for interviews and shit. You know what I mean? I know I got an interview up there, and I know Rico got one up there. Who else got interviews up there? Like, all the winners, basically, right, from the last showcase and all that.
Yeah, all the winners from this year so far.
This year, all of them.
And I believe so from last year, too.
Nels, the rock star, right? He's up there? I know you interviewed him yesterday. So, shout out to him. Miss Fifi interviewed him yesterday on Deck Thursdays.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And you interviewed also G Strong, right?
Yeah.
G Strong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? From Long Island.
Uh-huh.
So, that was popping. Of course, that was popping off right here on Streets Radio. You know what I mean? So, definitely get in tune. You know what I mean? And Monday night, we got my dude Emo. We got his show, 10 o'clock. Is it 10 o'clock Eastern time or Western time?
Eastern time.
10 o'clock Eastern time, you know what I mean? My dude Emo got his show, Real Talk with Emo, you know what I mean, where he just dropping straight Bay Area game on you bitches, you know what I'm saying? Just that real shit, you know what I mean, it's real talk, nigga,
yeah.
So he's talking about real shit, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, his method of words, you did, so yeah.
I mean, shout out to him, shout out to Sacramento, you know what I mean, that's where he's repping and all that, I mean, the whole Bay Area. I mean, shout out to them. Shout out to LA. Shout out to the whole West Coast. Shout out the whole fucking world. You know what I mean, straight up. You know what I mean? Well, of course, big shout out to Brooklyn, because I'm a Brooklyn nigga. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so that's first and foremost. You know what I mean? But yeah, you know what I mean, nigga? I'm going through real life situations and shit, so I had to, you know what I mean, make a transition and all that. Made a move. I mean, moved out of New York recently. You know what I'm saying? So, traveling back and forth, you know what I mean? But it is what it is. It is what it is, man. I mean, I'm out here now in PA and shit, trying to get something established out here. Gonna be hitting up Philly real soon, you know what I mean? Go out there, see what's popping with the boys out there, you know what I mean? And It is what it is, man. Shout out to my dude Beanie Siegel. I heard he apologized to Jay-Z.
That's what was said on Vlad TV.
Oh, man. Let's start with that. But I don't know. He apologized or not. I don't know, son, but I think he should apologize or not.
Nope.
I don't think so either, son. You already made the statements and all that, you know what I mean? Made songs, comments, threatened to slap niggas up and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But for whatever reason, if he did apologize, that's his own reasoning behind it, you know what I mean? But I fucks with Siegel, you know what I mean? Ain't no disrespect or nothing. Don't try to shoot me or nothing, nigga. You know what I mean? Shout out to Beanie Siegel, you know what I mean? Freeway, I fucks with Free, Petey Crack, you know what I mean? Stir it up, man. You know what I mean? I don't know. A lot of people say a lot of crazy things about Jay. You know what I mean? It might be true, might not be. I mean, who knows?
Only you would know if he was there.
Exactly. I'm saying all of these niggas cannot be, they're all telling the same kind of story.
Right. So
they all can't be lying. You know what I'm saying? But they fucking made up this lie.
Right.
About the whole Rockefeller shit. I mean, choke no joke. Check him out. He exposed a lot of shit.
Exposed
about,
Dame Dash.
I mean, exposed Dame Dash.
He was their personal cameraman, so.
He
got
knows
and everything,
everything,
you know what I mean? He knows. So.
He knows, you know what I'm saying? How niggas get down.
Yeah. And he said it wasn't a good look.
Not at all.
So pay attention before you niggas try to go sign a deal, trying to go be popular.
Word.
Do your research on niggas. Pay attention and go try to find some niggas. Go try to holler at niggas that's been, you know, that fuck with niggas for real, you know what I mean? Like, don't just look at it as the, you know, through the TV, through the television, because, you know, television don't do nothing but tell lies anyway.
Tell live vision. That's what that is. Tell live vision. That's what it's designed for. To tell you lies, you know what I'm saying? And fuck with you. I mean, to program you. That's why it's called, I mean, television programs, because you get programmed, just like with radio. I mean, not this radio, though. Of course not street radio.
Because we for the streets, nigga.
We for the streets. We for the underdogs. We for the bottom, you know what I mean? Like, straight up, you know what I mean? We play the music that you're not going to hear on your local FM station or whatever, you feel me? Like, we fucks with the niggas that are grinding, that are coming up, you know what I mean? Like, that's who we fuck with. All that other shit, you know what I mean? Motherfuckers.
For the birds.
Yeah, it's for the birds, you know what I mean? But, definitely check us out, man. Call up 646-478-3243. I mean, hit us up on the chat room, www.live.streetsradio.com. I mean, follow us on Twitter, at G3MZ718. I mean, at Miss Fifi NAB, at Streets Radio. I mean, hit us up. Let us know what the fuck is going on. You know what I mean, if you got any shout outs or whatever, just hit us up, let us know what's popping. You feel me? So, yeah, shit is tripping right now. Shit is bugging out right now. If anybody's on the line waiting, I mean, to interview niggas or whatever, like, pardon us. I mean, we try and get this shit situated right now. You know what I mean? Shit is crazy right now. So, we're going to get to y'all niggas. We're going to get to the music. You know what I'm saying? Shit is just crazy. It's a crazy world we live in. You know what I'm saying? You just got to take the good with the bad. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, you got to. And this happens to want to act up on a Friday. It's fucked up.
Yeah, of course. Of course my comeback show, right?
I know, that's
and
crazy.
She's going to be acting up some bullshit. We're going to find a new fucking a new fucking site.
Blog show, don't be acting fucking stupid, son.
Bitch-ass blog show. About to go back to Live 365. For real.
You gotta pay for it out any fucking way.
Yeah, that is true. And also, you know what I mean, if you wanna hit us up for interviews, you wanna submit music for the radio, for mixtapes, whatever, I mean we are charging a fee now. There is a fee. We have to. Listen, we gotta pay. We gotta pay for this fucking radio station. So, you know what I mean? What the fuck? You want me to come out my pocket all the time? Nah, nigga. That's not happening, son. You niggas want your shit played and all of that. You know what I mean? You got a little son, so you got to break some kind of bread. $5 or something, nigga. Donate something, motherfucker. What the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, shit, nigga. Shit, times is hard, son. They're giving y'all niggas free radio and all that. They ain't giving us free radio, shit.
That is one bit.
Worse, huh? Shit is crazy.
Not no more anyway. Niggas
ain't fucking with us. You know what I mean? But, yeah, we gonna get it popping and all that, though, man. Hopefully this shit start acting right. I mean, before I got to make some complaints to Blog Talk.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking up my fucking my show and shit. You know what I mean? Let's see if this shit works. Man. Let's try to play some shit.
We'll try to play some shit.
Street Radio.
And I'm fucking ice sucker, let's be for real. You better pop a pill or blow your little kill. Cause I came with them goons that got the gang stuff in their grill. And you don't want your drama, I don't think you do. Cause you're ducking and hiding when them riders be coming through. And with 25 deep, it's a boy, make a move. Take it back to the old school, gangsta and crush your groove. Got the block outside like some hungry baboons. Gotta get this shit poppin' like 4 days after June. I holler at you like I'm hollering at the moon. And them block boy niggas get to filling up the room. I hold on, everyone about to play it. Now I'ma hit you with the K. You better hit your knees and pray. Cause I got the whole block outside.
Demonstration.
I got the block outside.
You don't want no problems. I got 45 reasons on me that can stop.
I got the block outside.
45 reasons in the parking lot. Pitbull fight down parking lot.
I got the block outside.
Tell me how you like you wanna drive. Tell me why you bounce like a 65 and 5.
I got the block outside.
Ratchet under the piano. Move through the club like a lucky Luciano. Keep a couple goons in the club, I don't sit by. Homie never know exactly who he might get hit by. He was on that drink, homie got it twisted. So I put my drink in, stomach and I twist it. Cause I'm a member where that second old coach. Say you want the niggas when the bench across the ocean. But some steady ready for what if you have to do. Thinking if you play me cause they can still refuse. And if you won't believe me, find my baby mom. Bitch, hope you back. And I don't care if you cut the web security. Truthfully, you cut the probably one of the web eight. I do my job, I'm a lonely one of my right. And I'ma let the blood get
me out of
my mind. Then I'm taking. I'm gonna have to hit you with a little demonstration.
I got the blackout.
You don't want no problems. I got 45.
Fucking out with my dog fight. And I'm still right here. I never
pussy don't tears. I'm a real motherfucker, ain't no nigga son me. Son, now let me show you I was done. Let me show you I was done. And what these pussy don't tears. I'm a real motherfucker, ain't no nigga son me. Son, now let me show you I was done. Let me show you I was done.
Yeah.
Where I'm from, OGs had to pay for paying dues, me including them in every single case.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I was capable of willing anywhere through the front of a Fed bank bill.
Yeah.
But instead, PCPS, what I fed with the feds counting cars, we still going to bread.
Yeah.
I sound bread. Nigga, mama blessed so I could have the best of everything. Law was on the head. So illegal, just the way shit had to be. Just like the paper, watch the haters grow rapidly. But nigga tell me how the fuck could he be mad at me? Made him 15K, he gave me half a stack of wigs.
Damn,
fuck it. Got my own spot now, push my own rocks out. Hood is on lockdown.
Damn.
And every time you see that new drop now, window roll down, guess who fucking head pop out?
Yeah.
And what you pussy don't see is I'm a real motherfucker, can't no nigga son me. Son, now let me show you I was done. Let me show you I was done.
Yeah.
And what these pussies don't see is I'm a real motherfucker, can't no nigga son me. Son, now let me show you I was done. Let me show you I was done.
Yeah.
Crazy. Rappers that I started,
what?
5 years deep, niggas still rockin' starter kit. Starstruck, running around suckin' star six. Then running tell him G Malone trying to start shit. But I'm a trooper, Audi is my star shit. Iron Man nigga, GB on that Tony Stark shit. That's proof, I used to poof at the barking shit. Y'all niggas ghostwriting hits for the art of it. Some nigga moment, you just happy you a part of it. But I would be rich if I wrote Mr. Carter shit. Once again, free Mr. Carter, bitch. Cartier watch mean I'm rising like a cargo lift.
Ha!
And since I came from the dirt, anything I ghost write, I need my name on the work.
Man.
While y'all cocksuckers getting changed for your verse, and a fat motherfucker come stained on your shirt.
Fuck, boy.
Ha! And what you pussy don't see is I'm a real motherfucker. Can't no nigga son me. Son, now let me show you I was done.
Show me that.
Let me show you I was done.
Yeah.
And what these pussies don't see is I'm a real motherfucker, can't no nigga son me. Son, now let me show you I was done.
Show him that.
Let me show you I was done.
Yeah.
I'm a man by myself, fuck everybody. I'm a brand by myself, fuck everybody. Fuck a hand down,
fuck
it. I am not a bum.
Nah.
Bitch, I'm a 7th Street. Nigga, where you from?
What?
I'm a man by myself, fuck everybody. I'm a brand by myself, fuck everybody. Fuck a hand down,
fuck
it. I am not a bum.
Nah.
Bitch, I'm a 7th Street.
Street.
Nigga, where you from? I'm really with the drama.
Really?
These motherfuckers act like they came inside my mama.
What?
The fool, you ain't made me. I'm the son of Osama.
Yeah.
All since firm, bitch, I bust out the con. Really on count,
really,
really on why.
Really?
Pink slip to the coast in the Merrill glove box. GLA, get love on A block.
Hey.
And drunk on this trip, watch the blood niggas pop at you. And what these pussies gon' see is I'm a real motherfucker. Can't no nigga son me. Son, now let me show you I was done. Let me show you I was done.
Yeah.
And what these pussies gon' see is I'm a real motherfucker. Can't no nigga son me. Son, now let me show you I was done.
Show him
let me show you I was done.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Streets Radio, Fresh Fridays. Boy G3MZ, you know what I mean? Got into a couple more joints, you know what I mean? Just stopped tripping. I mean, hopefully it stays percolating. Because if not, I'm going to be real fucking pissed, you know what I mean? So we got into the first joint we just played was what?
Stucky Boy.
Stucky Boy.
We represent Indiana.
All right, Indiana.
Blackout 5, that's the name of the track.
Blackout what?
Block.
Block outside?
I got my block outside.
Oh, all right. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Shout out to Indiana. I mean, that's the first rapper I've heard of from out there.
Oh, shit.
What? What, you know some more?
Yeah.
Who?
Shout to my girl, Sasha. She's doing her stuff to the Majid out there.
I'm talking about motherfuckers that's known. I ain't talking about local rappers, nigga.
No, I don't know no rappers. My bad.
Shit. But shout out to motherfucking Gary, Indiana. You know what I mean? Home of Michael Jackson.
Yeah, big.
You know what I mean? Word. Then we got into my dude G Malone with Son, you know what I mean? Just played that joint. Shout out to the whole Watts, you know what I mean? Shout out to my dude G Malone. Just came out with the album. His album with Mac 10, Mac and Malone, you know what I mean? And yeah, I seen it in the Double XL joint, got like pretty good rating.
Did it?
Yeah, got like an XL and shit, you know what I mean?
Oh, nice.
I ain't get to hear it yet, but I definitely would like to give it a listen and shit, you know what I mean? I know I got a couple joints off of there. Them shit's just hard, you know what I mean? So definitely shout out to him doing his thing and shit, you know what I mean?
And what else you got going on? Oh, I know he just shot a video.
Oh, what
did
he do a video for?
But Girls Everywhere.
Oh, that's the single.
Yeah,
we had to join the playlist. I don't know where the fuck it went. You know what I'm saying? I put it back up there and shit, you know what I mean? I gotta holler at him too for, you know what I mean, another interview and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Interviewed him last year. But you know what I mean, I gotta get a new interview, got new shit going on, you know what I'm saying?
Got new
album and all that out, so definitely gotta get up with that nigga and see what's popping, you know what I mean? Yo, caller, if you're still listening, yo, my bad. This shit is tripping right now, and we're definitely trying to get to your call, but this shit is it's bugging out right now, you know what I mean? Like, my apologies, you know what I mean? Straight up.
Let's pick it up.
Yeah, this shit is fucking up, you know what I mean? But let's see if this shit gets back to the way it's supposed to be, you know what I mean? If you could, try to call again, you know what I mean? And we get these interviews popping and all of that. But until then, you know what I mean? I was reading this article in Double XL, you know what I mean, about the death of the rhyme book. You know what I mean? Which I found very interesting. You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't wrote in a book in a while too. I ain't even gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? I haven't, son. Like once I got the G1 and shit, you know what I mean? I just started writing on my phone and shit. You know what I mean? But, you know, I back in the days, I used to have fucking boxes full of notebooks. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what do you think about that? You think, like, people actually sitting down to write lyrics like that, like, you think is, like, fucking up hip-hop and shit, make niggas not really concentrate on the lyrics and shit? You think, what do you think?
Well, no, not actually.
You don't think so?
I mean, just because you write, you know, phone or whatever, it doesn't mean that your lyrics still won't be the same as you writing on a piece of paper. You know what I mean?
True, that's true.
Or whatever, like, but that is like the essence, like one of the essences of
hip hop.
You know what
definitely.
I mean? Like, I still write in the rhyme book. In the,
Yeah.
I still write in the motherfucker's rhyme book and shit like that. Like, especially when I'm out, like, traveling and everything like that.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, all the time on the road and everything like that. I got a rhyme book with me all the fucking time. Like, so, I guess that's just me. A lot of niggas choose to write. I can't really type that fast and shit like that on no fucking phone. So, I don't want to do it. That's just me personally. I'd rather grab a pen and a pad and get it popping like that. So, that's just me personally.
Well, I still got my rhyme book, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't say, like, I threw my shit away and burnt it or whatever, you know what I mean? I still got a rhyme book with rhymes in it, you know what I mean? But, I mean, like, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people nowadays, they really don't use a rhyme book, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers write on their computer or their BlackBerry or whatever. And then you got the niggas that want to, you know what I mean, get on their Biggie Smalls, Jay-Z shit and be writing in their head and shit.
Right,
I definitely
right.
can't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's too hard for me, nigga. I smoke too much. My memory is shot.
Shot
you know what I'm
to
saying?
Hell.
Like, if I don't get to write the shit down in some form or fashion, like, it's going to be forgotten.
Yeah.
So I can't do all that, I mean, lyrical exercise shit or whatever. You feel me? That's too much for me.
That's a lot of work.
Definitely a lot of work. Only way that shit really works is, like, if
Street radio.
Radio.
It now,
right,
I'm saying,
right.
And that's the only way that could really work for me personally. Like, I won't be able to fucking think of a rhyme today and then a week later, you know what I'm saying, go record the song or whatever. You feel me? Like,
you know, like,
hasn't called in yet, so I don't know. Waiting. He might call in, but I don't know. We got another interview that's supposed to be scheduled as well, Mike Fever. So we can't interview both at the same time. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
We might not get to interview nobody today.
We might not. No, yeah, you're right about that. I mean, if that's the case, I mean, definitely my apologies. And we got y'all on the next show, which will be next week, definitely. I mean, we'll definitely, I mean, we throw y'all niggas on the mixtape and all that, you know what I mean? Definitely, because that's all for it, you feel me? So we got the music and all that, you know what I mean? So don't even stress that. I mean, like.
Yeah, don't stress it.
It ain't even our fault, honestly. It's a motherfucking website. It's bullshitting. But, you know what I mean, I take the brunt of the responsibility since this is, you know what I mean, our show or whatever, you feel me? So it's all good, you know what I mean? But if you niggas are tuned in, call up 646-478-3243. You know what I mean? If you get these interviews popping and all that, I mean, let us know what's going on and shit. You know what I mean? Hit us up in the chat room, www.live.streetsradio.com. I mean, follow us on the Twitter, at G3MZ718, at Miss Fifi, N-A-B, at Streets Radio. Hit us up on the Facebook, Miss Fifi, N-A-B, G3MZ718.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and holler at us, I mean, let us know what's going on, what's going down.
Damn. I'm mad about it.
Yeah, there's some bullshit. I'm making a complaint to Blog Talk. Fuck that. I pay these niggas money every month, and you motherfuckers fucking up my shit.
Exactly.
Making me look bad, you know what I'm saying?
That's not even a good look, y'all.
It's a horrible look, just like the top 40 female rappers. It's fucking horrible.
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
The finals is going on, right?
The finals are definitely going on, and it was a crazy fucking game last night. You didn't get to see it, right?
I didn't get to see
it. Yeah, you suck. That shit was crazy. Word, motherfucking Dallas came back from 15 down, like 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
Came back from 15 down to win the fucking game. 95-93.
What?
In Miami.
What?
Word, they won their thing, yo, like, that's crazy right there.
So what is it, 1-1?
It's 1-1 right now. So I guess, I think the next game is Saturday, I guess, I don't know.
Okay.
Not sure, but I don't know, I don't even know where they're going to be. If they're going to be in Miami again, I don't think so. They're probably going to Dallas now.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah.
Who you going for?
I'm going for the Knicks, but they ain't into shit, so I don't know. I guess Miami. I like LeBron and Dwayne Wade and shit, Chris Bosh. I like them. I like the team. But really, I ain't really going for neither, honestly. I just want to see a good game. You know what I mean? Good games. And whoever wins, I mean, they deserve to win, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But like LeBron, I want to see him get a ring.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because everybody's talking about how he's, like, one of the best players and compare him to Jordan and shit. And motherfuckers say he's better than Kobe, but he ain't got a ring. So how you better than Kobe? You ain't even got
Kobe
a ring.
Kobe has how many rings?
Kobe got, like, 3-4 rings or some crazy shit.
Nobody has more than Jordan.
No. not yet, anyway.
Not yet.
Jordan definitely is holding down the crown with six rings.
Six rings, fantastic. You got
5 on
one hand, 1 in the middle field.
Word. You know what I mean? But Dallas got a squad though too. They got a veteran squad with a lot of dudes that I would like to see them win too. You know what I mean? Like
they
Jason
won the
Kidd.
Ring?
Nah, Dirk never won a ring either. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? He's been in the game for a minute too. Dirk, you know what I mean? Jason Kidd, Sean Marion and all that. Like, these are veteran players, you feel
right,
me? That
right.
Niggas done made it to the finals before and all that, you know what I mean? But they never won a ring.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. Like, it goes either way, you feel me? Like,
this is two hungry teams right here.
Yeah, definitely. So. And, come on, that just shows you right there. They came back from 15, and this is the second time they've done it in the playoffs. They did it against the Thunder.
Ooh.
They was losing against the Thunder. They was at Oklahoma. You know what I mean? Like, same situation.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth quarter, came back and won the game. You know what I mean? So, it's like, yo, niggas.
So, that means.
When it's crunch time, they, I mean, they going,
yeah,
they doing what they got to do. You know what I mean?
So, that means that Miami, you guys slacked up.
They definitely slacked. They were winning by 15.
Y'all thought y'all had it, huh? You can't do
that's
that.
What they thought.
That's
it ain't it. Over till it's over.
It ain't
you
over
know
till
what I mean?
It's over.
For real. It's not over till it's over. You know what I'm saying? Like. Why you just got to keep going hard till the end, you feel me? Till that buzzer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they gave the boy Dirk, you know what I'm saying? They gave him the ball. He did, like, some little gay layup and shit.
And they won.
And it was over. They won. That's it. 3 seconds left.
And
that's
made,
it.
And he made them open. See that?
It was a wrap, you know what I'm saying?
I know you knew Miami fans was pissed, huh? Because you know it's a bunch of new Miami fans. They on the bandwagon now.
Yeah, there's a lot of them now. There's a lot of Miami fans and a lot of Miami haters, actually.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of people
is.
Don't like them, you know what I'm saying? Like, for whatever reason, motherfuckers just hate on anything, you know what I'm saying?
People are so crazy anything.
Yeah, they just hate on anything. They just want to hate on something, you feel me? So. Word. But, you know what I'm saying? That's cool, though. I mean, whoever wins, well, motherfuckers better watch out next year, nigga. The
why?
Knicks is coming back, and they're coming strong.
Boo!
Carmelo, motherfucking Omari, motherfucking the point guard, nigga. What's that nigga name again? Chauncey Billups. You know what I'm saying? Chauncey Billups. Hopefully they get Chris Paul. You know what I mean? If they get Chris Paul, it's going to be crazy. You know what I mean? What's going on? Oh, all right, we got some callers, two callers and shit. Yo.
Yo.
Yo, what's good? Streets Radio.
What's up? This Craven Page just calling in to say what's up.
All right, what's good, bro? What's up? Where you from and shit?
From Brooklyn, Farragut Projects. You know what I mean? AME Rep.
That's what's up. Yo, shout out to Farragut, my dude Cheddar Boss from out there and all that.
Hi, Cheddar.
I mean?
Yeah, that's my homie. Yeah, that's homie Cheddar Boss. Shout out to Cheddar.
That's what's up. That's what's up, my dude.
You got any shout out to anything you
want to
do?
You know, fuck with AD the General. Shout out to her. You know what I mean? I did a lot of showcases and shit, so I decided to call up, see what's good. I hear y'all on the radio, so, you know what I mean? That's pretty much it. Farragut, Brooklyn all day. Just got to shout that out. At me on Twitter, that's at Craven Page. You know what I mean? I got that Nightmare on Sand Street. You know what I mean? It's a good look, you know? Show me some love. I hope y'all got a record of mine up there somehow, some way. That'd be nice.
Shit, we said Crave, right?
Yeah.
No, Craig, send me
I ain't got none of your records up here. You got to send us some shit, man.
All right. I definitely will do that.
Send it to g3mz718@gmail.com. Send us some of your music and whatnot. We will definitely get it popping for you, for real.
You could repeat that one more time. I just want to jot it down.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
g3mz718@gmail.com.
All right.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. Definitely good luck, man, for calling in and all that. I heard you did your thing, too. Didn't you, like, take number one to sign?
Yeah. I definitely won one of the showcases. I'm supposed to go to Miami with AD and perform and shit. You know what I mean? Shout out to us.
That's what's up. That's a good luck right there, my dude.
Congratulations.
Thank you. The congratulations sound so nice. Appreciate it.
That's what it is. Yo, man, make sure you send me that music, girl.
Nah, I definitely will do. I appreciate the love. Word.
No doubt, my nigga Brooklyn all day. You already know.
All right.
Yeah,
that's crazy, yo. Yeah, he did a lot of shows, yo.
Yeah. I know he did come to the open mic.
Yep.
What was that spot? Mijente's
yeah.
Over there. He's come over there.
He was over there. Uh-huh. He did. Was he at Forbidden World?
I'm not sure about that. I don't know, man. That was a long time ago.
But I know he came to Maryland.
A lot of smoke in the air at that
word.
Time. So I don't remember. But I know, yeah, definitely he did the shows at the Bowery and all that. I mean, he did the open mics, I remember.
Uh-huh. So and, he just recently won because, yeah, she just recently did that show.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
she gave the
she gave
Miami.
Number, yeah, but she gave number one artist Miami. So congratulations to Craig. That's a good look.
That's what's up,
they get to go to Miami and let
yeah,
nice
yeah.
heat.
Go tear down over there, man.
Right.
Hopefully he wins number one over there. You know what I mean? That'll be a great look. Feel me?
Mm-hmm.
He'd be up there, you know what I mean, with the nominations and all that.
He's
for the
already,
award.
He's already nominated.
I know he's nominated, but I think if he wins again, that'll be even better. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah, the Top 10 Artists of the Year Awards that
yeah.
goes down every December. Yeah. So, that would be going on in
December.
I'm not thinking it's going to be the third Wednesday or what. I don't really know.
I don't know. We all know yet. It ain't December yet. It ain't nowhere near December. So, you know what I'm saying? When December's close, then we're going to know exactly what day.
Oh, yeah. The park tour is coming up as well.
Yeah.
The park tour starts in July. So, people that want to be a part of that, be a part of the park tour, y'all know what to do. Y'all be sure to holler at us. Let us know what y'all want to do. Get down with the get down. We're going to be all over New York. Getting it popping.
Yep.
We're gonna be in. We're doing the boardwalk again.
Oh, Bryant Beach boardwalk.
And Coney Island.
And Coney Island.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. It's gonna be crazy. So it starts in July. So y'all wanna be a part of that? Y'all know what to do. Hit us up. Hit up me, Miss Fifi, NAB. Hit up Eddie the General. Hit up Special Gift. Hit up P3. Let us know what y'all wanna do. We can get it popping for y'all. That's going on July the sixth annual. Is it the sixth annual or the fifth annual?
I think it's the fifth, maybe.
It might be the fifth, okay.
Oh.
But I know it's going to be crazy, though. So I know we're going to be all over Brooklyn, of course, again this year. We're going to be in the Bronx over there. We're going to
Pole Park again?
Pole Park, yes. We're going to be in Pole Park again. We're going to be over there. What's the one that we do every year with the big stage?
Tompkins Park.
I know we're going to be over there in Tompkins Park.
Harlem. We're going to be in Harlem.
In Harlem, yes.
Queens.
Jackie Robinson Park. I know we got five that solidified right now with including the two boardwalks, the Brighton Beach and the Coney Island. But she got some other ones that she solidified. So
Maria Hernandez Park
of course,
in Bushwick.
You already know that one.
Bushwick.
Yeah, so that's gonna be bananas. So it's gonna be a good look.
Yeah, definitely, you know what I mean? Definitely a good look. You know what I mean? Just definitely got to make sure we get a motherfucking tarp or some shit for that boardwalk, nigga, because that shit be hot as hell. Shit, last year.
No trees, no
nothing
around.
Straight fucking sunlight beaming on you, you know what I mean? Like, we need a tarp or some shit. Real
niggas
shit.
Niggas gonna
hot.
Be black and black coming up. That motherfucker, yeah. You gonna need a tan.
Yeah, I need a tan. So. Word.
Trying to get this shit popping. Oh, we see you calling 860. We see you trying to make sure the switchboard is still loading. I don't know why it's still loading, but it is. We're trying to get to calling. I'm clicking the hello button, but it ain't letting you say hello. So we're going to try to get this shit
bullshit
right now. We're going to try to keep this shit rotating. This might be Fever.
It just might be Fever
representing Connecticut and whatnot. If it is you, Fever, hold on tight, whatnot. Like we explained earlier, if you wasn't listening earlier, it's crazy technical difficulties up here. We don't know what the fuck is going on with the switchboard and everything like that, but we do got you. We got you pop locking and dropping. Also, shout out to Scheme. Don't worry, boo. He might have been the one that called it earlier and whatnot, and we couldn't get to him or whatever. We trying to get to y'all niggas, you dig, Doug, so don't even stress it. We gonna get y'all.
Yeah, we was lucky to get in the last caller.
Yeah, man,
like,
that was crazy.
This shit is tripping right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
We don't know what's going on right now. Like, Ball Talk, y'all fucking up right now. Y'all fucking it up. If we got to pay you niggas, y'all fucking up, Ball Talk. Remember that. Mike, I don't know. Should we pay them? Should we pay them?
Fuck, we're about to find a new website, man. Do that, nigga, because this is some bullshit. Straight up.
Straight up, yo. We try to keep it popping, keep it popping and shit like that. But, yeah, like we were saying, there's a lot of things that's going on and whatnot. Also, we got Media Fusion that's going down or whatnot.
When is that going down?
Media Fusion, I want to say it's in August.
Okay. Well, you're not really sure, but Media Fusion, let them know exactly what that is.
Media Fusion is where us, as Elegant Hoodness, we showcase the media. Instead of showcasing the artists, how we do every month, we take the time out and we showcase the media to the artists. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's new media, media that needs exposure just like the artist needs exposure.
Mm-hmm.
The media needs exposure too.
That's true.
So that's what we do. We showcase the media. We have a big, nice networking panel of new media, old media, up-and-coming media, you know what I mean, and everything like that. We have a nice panel that goes on, and y'all get to actually meet, the artist actually gets to meet the media as well as the media meeting the artist.
Okay.
So that's what it is. It's basically showcasing the media to the world.
Okay. Basically, networking.
Yeah, it's a whole, it's
like
a
that.
It's a big,
basically what
yeah.
it's about.
It's a big
networking,
thing.
Meet and greet. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? We all need each other at the
basically.
End of the day. You know what I mean? Like the media, what the fuck? If they ain't no artists making music, what the fuck they got? They ain't got shit.
Right.
And if the artists ain't got media, they
ain't
got
shit.
You know what I mean? So one hand wash the other, both wash the face. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So that's a motherfucking eye for an eye, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Basically, that's really what it basically is. So, they're supposed to be going down. That's going down real soon. I want to say it's in August. I'll get the official date for y'all. But I know it's going down real soon or whatnot. So, that's Media Fusion. That's going to be crazy. We do it every year or whatnot. We do it every few months or so. So, that's going to be a situation that's going to go on. And a lot of people need that. A lot of fresh new artists need to be out to there anyway to get to know who the media is. Because you just never know who's going to be in the building.
Exactly.
Never know.
I mean, shout out to some of the past media that we had. You know what I mean? Fusebox Radio.
Uh-huh.
ETF Radio.
Yeah, Fusebox Radio, which is syndicated in their radio station. You get BDS, SoundScan, all of that. So if you get your music played on Fusebox Radio, you're going to get a fucking royalty check. So if you make sure that you as an artist have your whole situation together. They're syndicated over 45 different radio stations. Fusebox Radio. Shout out to my girl, DJ Fusion.
Yes. Mary.
Don't give me. Sorry.
DJ Fusion. I mean put out the slave name and shit.
Let's get to the call, yo. See if we can get into it right now. All right,
try this shit again. What the fuck? Bullshit.
Yo, Streets Radio.
What up, though?
All right, what's good? What's good? Who this?
It's Fever.
Thanks.
All right, yo. My bad. You heard my G? This shit is fucking out right. So.
Nah, it's straight. You know, I'm just listening to, you know what I'm saying, all the good jewels that's being, you know what I'm saying, handed over the air right now. I'm good money.
That's what it is, yo. So what's going on with you, bro?
Nothing, you know what I mean? Calling in, checking in, you know what I mean? I got the word from AD that I needed to call in. So, you know what I mean? You know, I'm paying my respects to, you know what I'm saying, the people that, you know, basically made me in New York right now, you know what I'm saying? I got a nice little buzz in New York because of Elegant Hardness, you know what I'm saying, the Nan and the Nabs, and, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I got to call in and, you know what I mean, show love.
That's what it is.
Congratulations on your win, too, in Atlanta.
Thank you. Yeah, it was good luck down there. It was real good, you know what I mean? Like, you know, Connecticut and New York, I mean, that's like brother and sister, but to go down to Atlanta and, you know what I'm saying, basically, I mean, rep New York, because, I mean, I'm from there on the dirty. I mean, I left at an early age, but, you know, BK, you know, Park Slope type status, you know what I mean? But and to bring Connecticut down there and to do some things, I mean, I thought it was a good look. And that's all because of Elegant Hutton, like I said before.
what it is.
That's what it is, yo.
So I know down there in ATL, that's like a whole different vibe and shit down there, right?
Yeah, like, I thought, honestly, it was going to be like some South shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, everything below the Mason-Dixon line. But being there, you had a lot of up north influence, swag, in a lot of the people's songs. I mean, you had a few people that was from up top anyway. But, like, the people that was from, you know what I'm saying, like, Carolina and Atlanta, and was one group, I think, from Louisiana, like, you could tell they had an up north swag, even though they was doing what they do. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I felt good for hip-hop as a general, because, you mean, things that's on the radio, you know, it's not too good.
Word, that's what's up.
That was a good look at, because a lot of people think that Atlanta's just straight country.
Yeah, punk and shit like that, right? But they got niggas out there that spit shit, too, just like everywhere else, feel me?
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, and that shit opened my eyes like that, because, I mean, you know, except for... T.I. and probably Goody Mob, I mean, everything you hear from the South is damn near crunk or, you know what I'm saying, some type of, you know, hype shit. Even Usher, you know what I mean, got on that shit with the OMG type shit. So to hear somebody, like, really spit some bars, I mean, it was refreshing.
Word, definitely.
So what's popping in Connecticut?
Besides, you know what I'm saying, all the gunplay out here, nothing. You know what I mean? for me in Connecticut, I mean, I'm trying to get this second mixtape out. Like, the first one I did, I dropped, it's called, I'm doing like a Black Mama series. I was listening to y'all with the basketball thing. I mean, I was kind of on my Kobe thing for about a good 2 years. So, like, the first mixtape was the Black Mamba, and I'm trying to do the Black Mamba 2 now, which I think when I get that Skrilla right, which is probably going to be sometime this month, I'm going to have AD actually host that one. So, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Get that buttered around and everything. So I already put the bug in her ear from when I came down to the show. I want to say that was in March when I came down there. You know what I mean, to sit in and potty with her for a little while. So I didn't put the bug in the air. I just got to, you know what I'm saying, basically come through. As for shows, I mean, the Atlanta show was, like, the biggest show that I did. Like, everything else that I did in Connecticut was, like, a stepping stone for that. So I kind of, you know what I'm saying, fell back from a lot of, you know what I'm saying, the little shows right now. Just not really shitting on nobody, but I'm seeing now that Connecticut has a small piece of the pot. And if I keep taking from that piece of the pot, I'm not going to get to the full course, you feel me? So, I mean, I'm trying to get on, you know what I'm saying, like, bigger shit. So that way, you know, like, let's say Elegant Hoodness put on something in Wisconsin, and I'm rapping Connecticut, you know what I'm saying? Somebody might fly into Connecticut and be like, oh, let me see what's popping in Connecticut. So I brought Connecticut out there. Whether I keep, you know what I'm saying, dealing with Connecticut, I'm going to end up staying in Connecticut.
Word, exactly. You got to expand.
You got to expand, We tell artists that all the time. You cannot be in your local box all the time. You have to get out of that local box. You have to go out there, especially if you want to be known. You think your music is dope enough to be out there to let other regions of the world hear it. You got to get out there and get it popping. Like, we know a lot of artists that come to us all the time and they be like, oh, I'm dope because my homie said so. You know what I mean? Or like, my fake-ass manager told me I was the hottest nigga on earth. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Shit like that. We do all the time, but nobody knows who they are because they haven't left their hometown to go actually get their music heard.
Right.
So it's a good look that you actually leaving your hometown to get heard. You did all you can really do in Connecticut, is basically what you're saying. So you ready to get out there and you ready to expand. That's a good look.
Right. Sorry. I mean, that's really what it's about. You know what I'm saying? Like, what I figured out is, you know what I mean, your state is going to be the last one that's going to support you anyway.
So, and, like, especially with Connecticut, like, Connecticut is so funny. Like, I don't know if y'all really, you know what I mean, like, really been through Connecticut like that, but Connecticut is like, you know what I'm saying, if you on and the streets think you hot, somebody going to come at you. So then everybody going to hate you. If you go to Rhode Island and get it popping, Rhode Island hop on it, now all the little local DJs, the DJs on the radio station, few up-and-coming mixtape DJs, they want to hop on now because you got a buzz and you from Connecticut. But when I was grinding, you know what I'm saying, no haircut, you know what I'm saying, face looking crazy, you know what I mean, in studio 24 hours, he wasn't trying to fuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
You feel
mm-hmm.
me? So, it's like, it's, I mean, it took me a while to understand that, but, I mean, things are moving now, though.
It's a good look. And it's what's up. So, how you coming with the name Mike Fever?
All right, well, this is crazy, right? When I was, like, little, like, baby little, like, my mom took me to the doctor, like, for the whole, like, first 2 years of my life because I stayed, like, hot. Like, and I'm not even using that, like, no rap shit. Like, I stayed hot. Like, I had a permanent fever. And my mother thought something was wrong with me. Like, she thought I had, like, polio or something. And the doctor was like, his blood temperature is just higher than normal, you know what I'm saying, infants, but there's nothing wrong with him. He a healthy boy, this and the third. So my mom used to call me, like, my little fever baby. And my first name is Michael. So, I mean, I just chopped that up, but I wanted to spell it different to, you know what I'm saying, get away from, you know what I'm saying, everybody that's going to be Mike this and Mike that and this Mike and that Mike. So then, you know what I mean, you put it together, but, you know what I'm saying, verbally, you know, I get a Mike fever.
Okay.
That's nice. He had a nice story behind it.
Word.
I know.
So you actually got some real meaning behind it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you know, my name ain't Lucius, but I want to take Rick Ross' name. I mean, no, that ain't me.
Great. So when is your project dropping?
I'm in the process now of mixing and mastering it. When I finish doing that, which is hopefully gonna be at the either this weekend or next weekend, I'ma holler at AD probably next weekend to, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and get that Skrilla right, get her on board, send it to her, let her do what she do, and then hopefully by the end of June, you know what I'm saying, we, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and flood New York with it and flood Connecticut with it and send it to, you know what I'm saying, the connects that I made down in Atlanta and, you know what I'm saying, wherever else I know in the 49 and a half states.
That's what's up. That's what you got to do, you know what I mean?
And, you know, I sent y'all two joints to the Jim's email joint, you know what I mean? Well, actually, both of those tracks, one is like an industry beat that I use, and one is like one of my beats. You know what I'm saying? Those both on the Black Mamba 2. I mean, I constantly, you know what I mean, send y'all music, so like, y'all might just be getting shit just from me for no reason, just because I got it locked in my phone. So, I mean, music's going to be getting spread out there, you know what I'm saying, from me to y'all, from y'all to the public. So, it's, I mean, it's nothing.
All right,
that's what's up.
So where can your fans go get the first mixtape?
When I did that one, I made 100 copies. That was it. And I gave those out through Connecticut because I wanted to see where I was at with people that was quote-unquote on or the other 99.3% of people that say they grinded. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's like, to me, the Black Mamba 1 is like Nas Lost Tapes. You know what I'm saying? When shit get popping, then that one might resurface.
Okay.
So that was more like an experiment, like a demo-type joint.
Yeah, I basically call it, that was the filler mixtape, to see, you know what I mean, like I said, where I'm at. Because, I mean, anybody that knows me knows I can spit, like,
me spitting is like me getting up and taking a shower. That shit is no thought. But, you know what I'm saying, to have a whole, you know, 15 or 20, I think it was 21, you know what I mean, tracks on there, just to see where, you know what I'm saying, I'm at to everybody that's being compared to whoever, you know what I'm saying, local or industry. And, I mean, I got a good little thing off of it. So, you know what I mean, it's time to hit them with the tool that's really going to bring them up.
That's what's up. So this is a mixtape joint then, right? So you're using industry beats as well as original beats.
Nah, see, I'm going off. I'm actually using, who did that formula that I'm using? I want to really say it's Fab's formula, where, like, the Street Dreams mixtape, it's all original beats. It's a mixtape. I mean,
that's
promo. Like, I mean, like, I got, honestly, and, you know, you got a lot of rappers and singers, and, I mean, first of all, let me put it to the people like this, right? I am not a rapper. I'm an artist. It's a total difference. You know what I'm saying? A lot of dudes can rap. A lot of people cannot paint pictures with words. That's what an artist does. I'm an artist. So as an artist, in the studio, I've got over 1,500 songs. You know what I'm saying? And this is dating back from damn near 08. So, I mean, when I get ready to do that album, hopefully at that time, you mean, I'm trying to get a distribution deal so I can still, you mean, have my peoples do what we need to do. But if a label holler at me, I got fresh shit for you, you know what I'm saying, all day. That's why, you know what I'm saying, like the Black Mama 2, that'll come out as a mixtape. The Black Mama 3, will come out as a mixtape. The album, no matter when it comes out, the title of the album is Dungeon Music. So, and that's just, you know what I mean, where my mind at, where I'm on right now.
Okay, that's what's up. So it seems like you got your game plan down packed, your vision for what you want to do for your future, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, you know what I mean, when you graduate to be an artist, you know what I'm saying, you end up thinking of all the aspects of the picture, not just, you know what I'm saying, what colors you're going to paint with. Anybody could do that. We learned that back in elementary school, Roy G. Biv, you dig me? But,
word,
you know what I'm saying, when you go ahead and put that thought into that painting and, you know what I'm saying, to be that Vincent Van Gogh a rap or that, you know what I'm saying, Picasso a rap, you got to really, you know what I'm saying, see where you're going with this so the people can see where you was going with it. Even if it's left field, they'd be able to, you know what I'm saying, fuck with it somehow. I mean, and that's what I really did. I mean, I'm really looking like, that's why, I, honestly, I keep saying it, you know what I mean? That's why I really fuck with Alec and Hudness and, you know what I'm saying, and A and B, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all really try to put the people that want to do this shit on that major stage to do so. Like, I wish that I could have went to, you know what I'm saying, Missouri. You know what I mean? I made Atlanta, but I wish I could go to Miami. But I already got it already set. As long as AD celebrate her birthday next year, I'm in Miami. I'm going to skip Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to end up making, you know what I'm saying, the park tour somehow, some way. I'm going to get into that, you know what I'm saying, groove right there, because that's that bigger picture. That's that stage that y'all keep setting up for people, but people don't like to follow through because they get either comfortable or they get lazy. I'm not one of those two.
Exactly. A lot of people, they don't really understand that, you know what I'm saying? Like, what we try to do for niggas, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of niggas, they just try to look at shit like motherfuckers just want the glitz and glamour and all that. Niggas don't want to put in the work, you know what I mean?
Right, and that's what it is though. That work is what makes that glamour and glitz real good. You know what I'm saying? You don't got that work ethic behind it, you become a one hit wonder. You know what I'm saying? You fade into the darkness before anybody even, I mean, really noticed you.
Right.
And if you can't invest in yourself, you really assed out, because
right.
You know who's gonna want to invest in you? You can't even invest in yourself. They just got to quit thinking that they can get a handout all the time. You got to put in.
Get what you put in.
You get what you put in, basically. Yeah, yeah, it's true. Get what you put in. Right about that.
Yeah, I mean, I live by the motto, scared money don't make money. So, you know, if your money frightens, you mean you need not to do it.
Yeah, that's true. Jennings, yes, yes. I say it all the time. Scare money, no money. You're right about that. So you got to invest. You heard the first audit. Invest in yourself. Invest in your craft. You think you dope like that? Put a little bit of money behind yourself. Trust me, you'll get it back at the, in the end.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So what is the next move when you drop the Black Mamba 2? What's the next move for you?
The next move for me after the Black Mamba 2, I'm probably going to take one of the songs off of there and try to get that, I mean, onto the, you mean, the mainstream radio, I mean, the local radio, shoot a little, probably her video for it. Like, if anybody, you know what I'm saying, if y'all got the footage from Atlanta or y'all checked out Atlanta, I'm probably going to do, the, like, the song that I'm probably going to push is I'm On It. And y'all actually don't have that right now because I couldn't get it to y'all when I was trying to get it. But y'all got the B-side, Fat Nigga. But, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm On It. You know what I'm saying? It had a crazy little, a different type of feel when I was in Atlanta. And you know what I mean? Like, I was, like, when I was in my hotel, I was practicing it, and I'm going through it, and I'm seeing my swag on it, how I'm, you know what I'm saying, trying to be on stage with it. And, like, the love that I got from it is like, okay, yeah, I would do the video for that one. So, you know what I mean? I'm looking to shoot the video for I'm On It. I mean, just keep performing. I mean, basically to get my craft together. Like I said, I'm gonna do some things in Connecticut, but, I mean, I'm really trying to expand, you know what I'm saying, out, you know what I'm saying, that way, whether it's Elegant Hardness or it's affiliate or, you know what I'm saying, something chop off from somebody coming to it, you know what I'm saying, saying they got a showcase too. Like, I'm not that dude that's like, I'm too big to do, you know what I'm saying, your showcase that's only going to be $2, only three people gonna be there. If them three people gonna listen to me, I'm a rap for them.
Yeah, I heard yeah. that.
That's what it is, man. You always gotta stay grounded at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Because whether you blow up or not, you feel me? Like, you could always be fucked up at the end of the day, like, you know what I mean? Back where you was, mm-hmm. you feel me? So
right.
you gotta remember to be humble, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, so, I mean. I mean, that's basically, you know what I'm saying, with the future hold, like, you know what I mean, like I said, I'm gonna get this Black Mamba 2, you know what I'm saying, together, wrap that up real, gift wrap status, Christmas in, you know what I'm saying, June, and then, you know what I'm saying, look to shoot the video for I'm On It, perform, you know what I'm saying, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, make the park tour in August. Yes, right, people's August. You know what I'm saying? August is popping the park tour. You know what I'm saying? It's like the fifth or sixth annual. You know what I'm saying? I don't even do promotions. I mean, I could get a job with y'all, like, for real, if I could do this. But, you know what I mean? Then you got the, you know what I mean? The top 10 nominations be probably about November, December. I mean, artists get you, you know what I'm saying? You game face on, I mean, you know what I mean? I won Atlanta, but, you know what I'm saying? I ain't nominated myself yet. I can't even say if I'm nominated or not. I might be a wild card right now. But, you know what I'm saying? I feel like it's still, you know what I'm saying, work got to be done, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know what I mean, artists just, you know what I mean, all I can say to every artist that's listening to this, you know what I'm saying, get your notebooks together. Don't, you know what I mean, if you don't write, then do what you do, but, you know what I'm saying? It's real hungry thinkers out here, and I'm one of them, and I'm a wolf. So, I mean, you fuck around with that lion if you want. I'm going to take all of me, nothing.
Before, we try to get the switchboard going, like I said, but since you on here, you live and direct with us, you live and direct to the world right now. Why don't you give us a 16? Let us know how you get down with the get down. When you get the switchboard pop, we're going to play one of your joints, but give us a 16 right now.
Oh, man, you mean you're 16? I don't even know about 16s. I might just go in. You might have to stop me, though. But I'm
going to go in. Go in. 32, 48, whatever.
I said, look, I've been waiting for a long minute. It's been a long time coming. Niggas had they run, but they done finished, and I was born with it. Every day is like Christmas to a king, so it seems that the dawn's gifted. The gift and the curse, reverse some curse with the gifts. In the garden of Eden, the trees and part in the mist. Now get the facts straight. I'm still Mike Fever, my nigga, and right now the game's in a factory.
I'm feeling mad hate, ass face. I cut your balls, no homo, but shit, I need my cash street. I'm for the algebra, mathematics with bad habits. These cats had it, I fell back like class addicts. Felt static, then got at it like crack addicts. I rap savage and tracks at it, I'm black magic. And thinking in him, for real, find a remedy. Keep my friends close, but I grind with my enemies. I rhyme very lyrically. A con artist with alcohol, which means I cognac like Hennessy. A true pimp, never sweat when a chicken call. My lifestyle won't allow for me to dick a raw. I play the coupe solo with a chick on the phone. Like, where you at? Like you trying to sell a Boost Mobile. With my charm, keep it real. I can work the bitch. Spit a few lines to the dime. Bet you work the strip. You gotta work the flip. But I block your cells like private calls when you try to chirp the bitch. I get the cream true. Plus I dress like I'm about to play stage. Diamonds cut with a mean suit. The whip is foreign. Driving from the passenger. I don't know 50, but I outline his massacres. Don't get it cross like albinos with a swastika. I'm passing the pasture of rappers and actors. I got a massacre. Seems like I practice. Sit and stay on lean like the earth and its axis. The terms of a practice, you turn to your atlas. Probably overseas putting sperm in an actress. Concerned with the plastic. Pop, now my back quick. 9 months later, now she's gone with a bag. Honey vanilla face, but born with a black dick. 18 years later, performing like dad did. I'm just playing, I was born to be suit, and I don't need to dress up for a paternity suit. So I move covered and cautious, tuck with the bosses, leave them nauseous like a Yanks fan. Coming to Boston, better yet, like a Mets fan, flying a harp. Fuck people, call me in, one, I date it across. No.
That's what it is. That's why they call him Mike
Steamer. It is. Word. Nigga got some bars right there.
He got some bars for you, nigga. You better step it up, nigga. He said he got over 100 joints.
Nigga said 1,500.
I got
1,500 in the kitty. Trust me.
1,500. Man, you better get it together. That's like... 11, 12 albums.
You know what I mean? Like, no, like, honestly, though, like, I forgot what the fuck I was watching. I want to say it was, like, the Tupac resurrection thing. And the one thing that, like, one of his people said was, like, Pac could go in the studio and had 3 songs lined up already, but he in the studio for damn near 48 hours. You do the math behind that? You just recording a lot of songs. So I was like, you know what? And when I sit down in the for my writing session, I'm going to write 3 songs in an hour. Then that turned into, I'm going to write 5 songs in an hour. I'm going to write, you know what I'm saying, 5 songs, 2 open verses, and 3 collab verses. You know what I'm saying? And I end up, you know what I'm saying, if I don't use the collab verses, I look at the 2 verses, see if they kind of match, throw a hook to it. Now that, you know what I'm saying, those 6, you know what I'm saying, collab verses, then it became 3, you know what I'm saying, 2-verse song. You know what I'm saying? So that's like the regimen that I come down to. And then me picking beats, I mean, I pick whatever the song tell me to pick. So, and I mean, that's like the easy part, you know what I mean? So, that's, and that's from 08, you know what I mean? I mean, that's 3 years. So, you know, that's what, 500 songs a year, you know what I mean, just waiting, you know what I mean? So that's just what it is, though, and I'm telling you, like I'm saying, this is my disclaimer. Artists, I'm not stunting. I got 1,500 in the kitty. I'm not just saying that because it's on live radio. Get it?
Yo, that's a crazy work ethic right there. I love it right there. For real, that's crazy right there, yo.
Niggas gotta get up on this type of shit. For real. Give them your contact info and everything like that. Let them know where they can reach you at, your Facebook, Twitter, all of that. All right. Like, my shit is easy because the shit is damn near all the same. Facebook.com/Mike Fever. That's M as in Mary, Y as in Yellow, K as in Kick, F as in Frank, E as in Elephant, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, H. And that's my shit for everything. And my email is that@gmail.com.
You heard it, baby. Live and direct.
That's what's up.
You want to give me a shout-out before you get out of here?
Yeah, let me give a shout-out, you mean, to the, I mean, the queen herself, you know what I'm saying, AD the General, you know what I'm saying, Gifted, you know what I'm saying,
Miss Fifi, you know what I mean? The whole Elegant Hoodness, you know what I'm saying? Give a shout out to y'all too. Give a shout out to everybody in Brooklyn. If you in Connecticut, you listening. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to Atlanta. Shout out to my daughter. She's sweet right now, finally. shout out to my car for getting me back and forth to work, you know what I'm saying? I mean, shout out to the world, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the real people that's doing real hip-hop. I mean, that's what it is. That's true talk right there. Shout out to the real hip-hop heads that understand where this shit then came from and didn't just go buy some size 5 jeans and wanted to get on a skateboard and started rapping. But shout out to my skateboarders that rap like Lupe, though. You know, get it?
Word. That's what it is, yo. Yo, definitely I want to shout you out. I mean, you're doing your thing. You got bars and all that. Definitely want to apologize, though. This switchboard is tripping, man. We ain't get to play your joints and shit. But like I said, I got you on the next mixtape. We're going to throw your joint on there. You know what I mean? We're going to get your shit in rotation on the next show. You know what I mean?
And you know what? Hold on. Shout out to whoever put that fucking Atlanta mixtape together. God damn, that shit is popping. You heard me? Yo, that shit, I really, hold on. I know I got to go and everything, but you, listen. The dude was playing the CD before, like, when everybody was mingling, right? So I'm hearing everybody. I'm like, okay, yeah, this popping right here. So I kind of tuned out because, you know, I was getting in, you know what I mean, Mike Fever mode. I'm flying back on the plane. I put the CD in the laptop. Yo.
Yeah.
I listened to the CD to my laptop. Stop working. That shit is fucking bananas. Yeah. Shouts to every artist. Real talk. Shouts to every artist that's on that mixtape. Oh, my God.
That's a good look. That's a good look.
Y'all hate it. I mean, my copies.
Hold on, I got to give y'all what I usually... Sheesh! when something is that nice that you see or you hear, all you say is, sheesh, everybody going to know what you're talking about.
That's what it is.
That's
we need our copies, son.
Oh, yeah. Y'all need that. That's going to be in the... CD deck, you gonna go buy a Discman, you gonna put that shit on your iPod, your iPad, your Kindle. It's tough.
That's what it is, you know. We need to hear that.
Yeah, man. But I'm gonna let y'all go ahead and go. You know what I mean? Y'all ain't even gotta apologize about the sound joint, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, it was live and direct. They heard me, you know what I'm saying? Artists you wanna collab, you know what I'm saying, whatever, get at me, R&B artists. You know what I'm saying? I actually write also. I can't sing, but I can write my ass off. So, you know what I mean? Holler at me, and I don't charge nothing because, I mean, I love hip-hop. And, you know what I'm saying? Like it was said already on here, you know what I'm saying? The work that I put in now is going to come back tenfold. So I don't be looking for no money for nothing because we are struggling artists. So, you know what I mean? Get at me. You know what I mean? Live radio, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Stay live, get it popping on the radio, and I stream at you.
All right,
that's
baby.
What it is, man.
Good luck.
All right,
one.
All right, peace.
Shout out to your dude, Fever. Yeah.
Mike Fever, you know what I mean? Going in, spitting like, that was more than 16, definitely.
Yeah.
Going in, yeah. So. We let it rock, you know what I mean?
Yep.
If he was spending some trash, we'd have to cut him off.
You still
know. Well, he was going in. He had some balls.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
he did. I was
said great. Something about cutting those balls, and I got to get my cash straight. He said some shit.
Pay attention. 1,500 songs in the tuck, niggas. Pay attention.
Yeah, and they got like 30 albums worth of material right there.
Damn.
That nigga worried. Definitely on his Tupac inspiration shit.
Yeah, it is. Yo, be sure to check us up tomorrow. We're going to be live and direct 5 p.m. for Rocking Out with M.A.B. Of course, you already know what it is, baby. So be sure to come through. Hollywood.live.streetsradio.com. when you got about 30 seconds left of the show. Shout out to Mike Field for calling in. Yo, Scheme, next Friday, baby, we're going to have you locked in on deck. You already know what it is. Holla at us. Hit me up, Miss DPNAB.
G3MZ718.
Of course, follow Streets Radio on Twitter, Facebook, and all of that. That's Streets with a Z. You already know how we get down with the get down. Go to elegantHundreds.ning.com, elegantHundreds Musical Program, blogspot.com. Be sure to check that out and interview. Shout out to Magazine. You already know what it is, baby. We are moving and grooving over here. Royalty Magazine, the data newsletter. It's everywhere. We everywhere. You niggas is never there. Come fuck with the squad.
Bitch! Yeah, you can be. We out of here. Holla.